We believe the election is not going to be free and fair. It's not even going to be credible. And the last thing we want is for the result to legitimize the dictatorial rule of President al-Bashir, who is the overwhelming favorite, obviously, to win re-election. And we don't want him to come out any stronger vis-a-vis the International Criminal Court indictment that he's facing, or with any increased recognition among his diplomatic counterparts on the continent or in the Arab world. It's just really imperative that this election, which is turning out to be quite the farce, doesn't further empower him or allow him to commit more grave crimes.
As you know, the U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, Scott Gresham, is in Sudan. Over the weekend, he was quoted as saying that he feels that the Sudan election would be as free and fair as possible. What do you suppose he was talking about?
I think the general and U.S. policy at large sees the election as a means to get to the referendum between North and South Sudan on independence for South Sudan, which is scheduled for the beginning of next year. I think General Gresham is trying to encourage the parties who are currently talking about boycotting the election to participate in order not to derail the process that's supposed to lead to the referendum. There have long been fears among the U.S. government and other policy-making bodies that if the election is canceled, for instance, or boycotted seriously, that President al-Bashir could cancel the referendum, and that could lead to the most significant violence we've seen since the end of the North-South Civil War half a decade ago.
Is safe that for coalition saying that the election should not take place at all, or you're just concerned that they might not be free and fair?
We're not saying they should not take place at all. That, we feel, is up to the people of Sudan to decide, not an organization in the United States. What we are trying to do is highlight the numerous voices that indicate that these elections are not going to be free and fair. The Carter Center, for example, the election monitoring organization on the ground, has already issued several reports with grave concerns over the conduct of the pre-election period in terms of media oppression, breaking up of rallies and things like that. And the International Crisis Group put out a report this week indicating the extent to which that Darfuris in particular have been disenfranchised during the registration process. So we're trying to amplify those voices. But again, whether or not the election moves forward and who participates, that's a matter for the people of Sudan.
I was reading that the Umman Party, one of the opposition parties that has said that it would not take part, is now offering some kind of a compromise. For example, if the elections could be postponed up to the first week of May, and the lessening of repressive security measures, and also access to the media. Do you think that these, if the National Congress Party or President Bashir, if he allows for these, make some concessions, that this might satisfy you or in the opposition?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to ask the opposition whether that would satisfy them. I think the big danger is that in 4 weeks, I don't know that they can undo basically 20 years of repression and allow for a free and fair election. I don't think that's possible in 4 weeks. I think, especially ever since the Comprehensive Peace Agreement was signed in 2005, there was supposed to be this march towards democracy in Sudan, and we just haven't seen it. And the National Congress Party has great resources at its disposal, has fiddled with the registration process to its advantage, has used the media and national security laws to its advantage. So I think what we're seeing now on the ground is a lot of jockeying by northern opposition parties and to some extent by the SPLM to get concessions out of the NCP in order for them to participate in the elections. But I'm not sure anyone really expects them to be much freer and fairer 4 weeks from now than they are today.